Hello and welcome back to the Human Design for Marketing podcast. This episode is a little bit of a different one. I am going to be sharing with you the audio from an Instagram Live that was birthed into the world before the holidays. Now, this conversation is related to human design, related to marketing, and it goes into why I decided to retire my signature high ticket offer, the Momentum Mastermind. It really is about the decision-making process, and if you missed it on Instagram or you need reminding, I know it's going to add a lot of value to you as you consider the direction you're going in your business in the coming year. So with that, I'm going to leave you to enjoy the episode. Hope you're having a happy holiday. Hi, hi. Welcome to the Human Design for Marketing podcast. I'm your host, Yvette Mayer, and this show's for you if you're done with cookie cutter marketing and ready to build your personal brand in alignment with who you really are. I'm a marketing expert, human design nerd, and intuitive business coach who's helped hundreds of women just like you to elevate their frequency and activate their most magnetic personal brand. Each week, we'll dive into practical tips, interviews, conversations, and more to help you create an aligned business, a positive contribution, and of course, an abundant life. Let's dive in. So here goes. I am about to share why, after 3.5 amazing years with my mastermind community, that last week I let them know that I was retiring this product. And it was a huge decision. Like, it's a massive decision when you shut down something that's really successful. And this product, it sounds so glib calling it a product, but the Mastermind for me has been my signature program for 3.5 years. It has brought in multiple six figures into my business. It has attracted the most amazing, incredible women. So it's a really big decision, and I don't take it lightly at all. And honestly, at the beginning of this year, I had a goal to grow the mastermind, and I had no idea that at this point I would be thinking about shutting it down. I really didn't. But sometimes in business, things evolve. And, you know, a year ago, I didn't even have the confidence that I do now, or the product, or sorry, the body of work that I do in human design for marketing. And that's been part of the reason why I've made the decision to close down my mastermind. But there really are three big reasons. And I'm sharing this because I think the decision-making process is such an important one to share. I also want to normalize that it's okay to change your mind, even if you're letting people down in the process, which I did feel that, because I've got women in my mastermind that have been there since the beginning, that have been in my mastermind for 3.5 years, one consecutively, one for most of it, and she's in it right now. And in fact, every woman in my mastermind right now has been with me for years, more than 1 year at least. So it's a big deal. It's a really big deal. But as I said, there's three big reasons why I've made this decision. Now, the first one is I trust the signs that I get from the universe. And there's been many signs along the way that have pointed to this being the right decision for me. But the big one is I have had times when I've struggled to attract new people into my mastermind. And it's felt, or it's brought up feelings of scarcity for me. And then my marketing, you know, when you're not in a good frequency energetically, you're not as attractive. And it's like this whole 360 thing, right? You're like panicking because you're not attracting enough people. And then the panicking is causing you to create this lower frequency, and then you attract less people. It's like, ah. So I've certainly experienced that. I think as a business coach, which is something that I've been doing for four full years now, I've had a wild ride, and I've built a very successful business.
But as a business coach, I found it hard to stand out and attract consistent clients. And then when I moved into a focus on human design for marketing, not only did my frequency shift as I lent into my own design, but that led to more magnetism, and it led to me having an ability to attract clients into my world far more easily around human design for marketing. And that's a sign from the universe, right? Like when one thing feels challenging and then another direction is like, wow, demand is increasing. It feels so aligned in my body and soul to be doing this work. It's like it's my life's work. And so I listened, right? I listened. And I love this quote by, I'm going to get the name wrong, but Ching Tu quote, I think that's his name. Easy is right. Easy is right. Okay. So human design for marketing for me is my easy. It's been easy for me to grow my business in this direction where it had been relatively hard at times with purely focusing on business coaching. And I believe in my heart and soul that the universe gives us signs and signals. And so the fact that I find it easier to bring clients in through human design for marketing, well, that is confirmation that I need to expand my time and energy more into this as my focus in my business. So that's the first reason. The second reason is about my energy. So having a mastermind, at least the container that I created, has meant that outside of a few breaks, like between Christmas and New Year and a little, I've factored in some breaks, but essentially I've been showing up for a community every week for 3.5 years outside of holidays. Okay. So whilst that was such a big energetic lift and it really was lighting me up for a long time, I started to feel my energy becoming contracted around this level of commitment. I am a freedom loving girl. Like I am the lit up and liberated entrepreneur. I love flexibility. I love having the spaciousness in my calendar and having a consistent all year round weekly group call to prepare for. And it's a lot energetically to hold space for a group of women. I just started to notice that it wasn't bringing me as much lit up energy anymore. And it's nothing to do with the women on the inside. These are women that are not just my clients. They are my beautiful friends. As you would imagine, after years, it was more about the commitment for me. Like I crave more spaciousness in my calendar and in my schedule. And so going into 2024, I wanted the ability to have downtime. Like I'm thinking I'm only going to have calls 3 weeks a month. I mean, imagine. And I'm going to go to Europe later in the year and be offline, and I'm going to build my launches and my group programs so that I have this flexibility. So that's the second reason. And the third reason is, well, I have finally this year gotten an amazing team in place. I have a full-time VA and I have a part-time senior VA who also does some copywriting for me and human design support, which has been just such a blessing. I feel like I'm in the most supported place I've ever been in my business. And what's begun to happen is I've had more spaciousness to do my marketing in a way that feels really creative for me. And I realized how much fun that I was having by expressing myself and my creativity more. And so then I opened up opportunities for clients to work with me, for me to actually create their business and marketing strategy, mostly marketing strategy, in alignment with their human design. And doing this work, it's like, whew, all my creativity comes through. And so I realized that I not only wanted more freedom, I actually wanted this different dynamic in my business where I get to be more creative, where I get to express this side of me, which is really my marketing genius, if I'm honest. And making that such a big priority has lit me up as well. Like it's really brought me a lot of joy. So that's the three reasons I feel emotional. Like preparing this post actually brought up like this, like, because I wrote the description that I'm going to put in with this, and it really did bring up a lot of emotion because I've loved working through this 3.5 years with so many epic women, so many heart-centered, wise, brave, courageous women that, you know, have invested in working with me, that have surrounded me, that have been the glue in my business. And so, yeah, it's a bit, of a heavy heart, but, you know, I know it's right. I mean, the fact that I'm in my biggest financial month I've ever had in my business, even though I shut down or announced shutting down my mastermind, I mean, that if there's going to be a signal for whether this is right for me, the fact that I'm in my biggest financial month, even though I'm retiring my mastermind, I think, I mean, that says a lot, doesn't it? And I know what's happening in the months ahead, and I have a lot of surety around the direction of my business and the things that are going to be happening, exciting things, things I haven't been able to announce yet, which I'm excited to share. So, yeah, thank you for joining me for this. I always think it's important to share the bigger decisions in business as a coach, and also just be real and a bit vulnerable and honest about the difficult parts of growing a soul-aligned business. If you've got questions, if there's anything that you found a bit surprising, please jump into the comments. I will answer any and all questions. For those of you that thought they were going to join my mastermind at some time in the future, I'm sorry, but there's going to be plenty of other things that I'm doing that I hope you want to get involved with as well. Have a beautiful day, and this last stretch before jumping into a break potentially. I know I'm excited for the rest that's coming. I'm so excited. I've been working my little butt off getting ready, and yeah, we're down to the last few days. So bye for now.
Thanks for tuning in to the Human Design for Marketing podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, tell your friends, and extra brownie points, go leave me a review. I would so appreciate it. There are heaps more resources in the show notes. I can't wait to be back in your ears again soon. Bye for now.